Representative Green wants to give a $300 tax credit to help would-be immigrants pay for English classes or cover other expenses that come up during the naturalization process. But he's also repeating his opposition to in-state tuition for illegal residents. He would require people applying for public assistance to show proof of citizenship and allow local governments to let their employees question someone's immigration status. Dane County currently bars those questions. Green was asked whether he backs tougher sanctions for Wisconsin employers who seek or hire undocumented workers.
It's already against the law. I mean, it's enforcing the law.
Increase enforcement?
Well, that's a federal issue, but yeah, I do support that. And we actually try to do that in the House version of the immigration bill.
That GOP-led bill is currently stuck in Congress, which is controlled by Green's fellow Republicans. But Green blames the delay on Democrats like Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl.
You might want to contact our two senators, both of whom oppose it.
But they're not in the majority.
So they get a free pass and don't have to vote for it or be held accountable for holding up a filibuster to prevent it? No, I'm afraid I don't give them that.
But Governor Doyle says it's the Republican majority in Congress that has failed the public on immigration reform.
Immigration is primarily a federal issue. And here's a guy that's been in Congress for 8 years, and they have just totally failed to deal with the immigration issue. And we saw the debacle this summer when the Republicans in Congress, including Congressman Green, just simply could not do anything about it.
Doyle says the federal government also needs to require companies to make sure the people they hire are coming here legally. He says asking states to police that situation would add an extra bureaucracy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.